Absolutely. It's the largest industry here in Central Florida. So not only did we have the disruption of the park shutting down for a day, but then the ongoing disruption from the air traffic control system that lasted more than a week of congestion and problems, and then the consequential effects as people were concerned about terrorism.
When did it become apparent that there were going to be longer-lasting effects from this?
It was pretty obvious during the week that followed that this was going to have a major effect over a longer period of time.
Well, Hank, tell us a little bit about your experience during that period. I believe you were among the experts on a panel advising then-Governor Jeb Bush.
Yes, I was on the Council of Economic Advisors, and by October it became clear that we were having a very substantial contraction in tourism. And we advised the governor to take some countervailing action by promoting tourism in Florida as being safe and attractive and still lots of fun. And that program was implemented and I believe had some success.
Do you think that there were any lessons learned from that, from the aftermath of 9/11 and dealing with tourism that perhaps were applied later on? Like I'm thinking a few years later, of course, the 2004-2005 hurricanes or after the oil spill, for that matter.
Well, that's a very good point, Tom. I think that our concerns over security and safety were greatly heightened. Systems were put in place to make these facilities more secure, and they did have some benefits during other natural disasters.
Now, of course, we want to emphasize that there's never anything good about a terrorist attack, but in Florida, we did learn some valuable lessons during that time about the pitfalls of being too dependent on any one industry.
We sure did. And I'm going to emphasize, no, there's nothing good about a terrorist attack. But we did learn that we needed to diversify our economy. We had known that, but this was a significant motivating factor. And I believe it contributed to the public-private partnerships that allowed us to compete successfully for the VA hospital and to bring the Burnham Institute here and Electronic Arts. Those are very significant changes that did significantly diversify and strengthen our local economy.
So in your view, Hank, how is Central Florida's economy different now, September 2011, from September 2001?
Well, we do have somewhat more diversification. Tourism still by far is the biggest industry. We have a much greater emphasis on safety and security in our air transportation systems that I think add some benefit to the traveling public. There's another lesson learned as well, which is that as horrible and dire as these events were, it's important that our public leadership react and provide some leadership and some comfort and some guidance. And when we did that in October and began to promote the state again, we did get some benefit from that.